Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got this game. We got this game coming up in a week now that feels like a must win because that is a bad Saints team that doesn't have a head coach anymore. But we got this weekend. We got a weekend to relax, and now we got Jason Pinkston joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pink, welcome to the show.
How you doing, fellas?
We're doing well, buddy. How are you spending your bye week? Are you going to be you're still looking around the rest of the NFL? Or like the Browns, will you take this Sunday off because there's no game unlike the other Sundays they took off?
Well, you know, I'm going to watch some football, obviously, but my wife has a list of Christmas decorations that I'll be pulling out of the basement, and she's going to be decorating. She's an early decorator, so we'll have our trees and everything up, and they'll probably won't come down till January or so. So just looking at Christmas stuff all weekend.
You might want to have said that any other way, but like a hostage.
I'm a hostage this weekend. Yes, I am a hostage.
Let me ask you: what are you watching for the rest of the season when they do get back in play? What are you actually watching for?
You know what? After last week's game, you know, it was very, very hard to watch, you know, seeing it live and just to see how we regressed from one week to the next. It just was mind-blowing for me. I'm hoping just to see a competitive team. I just want to see everyone get through these games healthy and see if we can pull some wins together to finish off the year, you know, maybe try some other people at positions and give them a shot. Just hoping anything but last week will be a positive for me. Anything.
So, do you think this is a one season of medicine the Browns have to take, or do you think this could extend into two, meaning next year as well?
You know, I'm so unsure. You know, we look at our quarterback situation, and obviously Deshaun is out for another year, and who knows when he'll be ready to join us back in camp, or you know, maybe he's going to miss a full off season here again, and you know, we're you kind of starting all over at that position again, and there's definitely going to be some changes personnel wise and potentially coaching wise as well. So it just feels like we're going to have to suffer through this year and hope for the best. And I'm hoping that they don't completely blow this thing up, but you know, if they lose out and we get a top five pick, which we're heading in that direction, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows, man? It's very sad to go from last year to this year. You know, the hopes were high, and we all had admirations of seeing this team as a playoff team, which I thought they should have been again this year, and to not have that happen, and you know, just the mistakes, you know, the continuous mistakes, the discipline of the players, it's just not a good feeling right now.
Would you fire Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry?
You know, that's a tough call to make. I think I think, you know, with obviously the quarterback situation, who made that call, Ultimately, I feel like that falls in the owner's lap, but I do feel like there someone had to convince him that it was not convince him. Obviously, he makes the final decision, but you know, I feel like he, you know, someone in that organization, obviously, you know, Mr. Haslam made the call. Hey, this is going to be our quarterback, and this is who you're playing, and this is who you're sticking with. And you know, I don't know if we can put all the blame on Coach Stefanski. I mean, he's definitely part of it. I'm sure Andrew Berry, you know, he holds some of that weight too. So, you know, I don't know how that would look if they came in and fired both of those guys, because ultimately the decision is made by the owner in a situation like that where you're going to pay that type of player who had, you know, some of the off-the-field issues, and you pay that guy that type of money, that lands at the feet of the owner.
Pink, what is it going to take to get this O-line back to where they were about, oh, I don't know, three seasons ago?
You know what? I think, you know, we're really going to have to really look at that group of guys and make some very tough decisions. I don't think, you know, Jed will be back with us next year. And who knows with Betonio? I mean, he's playing good football, but if I'm not mistaken, this is year 11 or 12 for him. And then, you know, some other guys were banged up and that, you know, have come back. But I definitely think, you know, throughout the draft and throughout the free agency that we're going to have to make a move there to add some people to get them back to where they were. And, you know, the philosophy, I'm not sure the philosophy of the new coach that we have, but clearly it's a little bit different from what we've had in the past. And that's okay. We just got to move forward and put the guys in the right position. And, you know, I think Darwin Jones is actually doing a fairly nice job at playing left tackle right now for us, and that was a little bit of a surprise for me, but I thought he's doing a nice job versus Baltimore versus the Chargers. So
let me ask you, do you feel like this team is more than just a quarterback away?
You know, right now it does. It does kind of feel like that. You know, obviously Nick's coming back from an injury, and our defense is clearly not where it was, you know, last year when I thought they were, obviously they clearly were one of the best defenses in the National Football League. I think we are a wide receiver or two, and, you know, a couple more D-backs and a D-lineman away from being who we want to be, and obviously cleaning up the issues on the offense as well.
Pink, I got to ask you here. Last night, Thursday Night Football, did you get a chance to watch the end of that game?
I did. Fantastic game.
So we're actually in agreement here about going for two with 30 seconds down, or sorry, with 30 seconds left, and you know, you can tie the game with the extra point and go to overtime. We think it makes more sense considering you're the lesser team, you're on the road to try and go for the win there. They obviously didn't get it, they lost the game. Did you agree that with the Zach Taylor decision to go for two there and try and take the game?
Yeah, you know, I understood why he did that. I felt like he didn't think he was going to be able to stop Lamar. You know, Lamar kind of started to heat up there at the end. I don't mind the decision. You're going for it. I just didn't really like the play call. I think I don't care where that ball goes to, but it has to go to Ja'Marr Chase. You have to give him a shot. I mean, that guy, what he did last night was unbelievable. He is no doubt a top five wide receiver in this league. And, you know, he's going to be closer to that one or two spot. Obviously there's Justin Jefferson. I mean, that guy is outstanding football player. I think that ball has to be thrown his direction no matter what. I don't mind that call. You know, they're in Baltimore. You're on the road. You know, you got some momentum there. You threw a nice touchdown pass, whether Baltimore had a mental error or not. I mean, it was, you know, he went for it and it just didn't work out their way. And I thought the refs missed a defensive holding and a face mask on Joe Burrow as well.
How hard is it for the refs in that moment to swallow the whistle? I was thinking it was kind of like a buzzer beater play in basketball at the very end. You just don't see it often called. Even if it should be called, you just don't see it often called.
Yeah, you know, that's tough for the refs. You know, they're trying to watch everything, and it's like sometimes like you're so focused on, you know, watching the play happen and making sure no one jumped off sides and the play clock and this and that, and that, you know, they just missed it. But I thought the hold would have been called, and not so much the face mask penalty, because you kind of can't see it from where they were standing at. But the hold was, I mean, it was very blatant. I'm sure if that game was in Kansas City and there was a different quarterback throwing that ball, that would have maybe been called.
Pink, I'm asking this because you're in enemy territory. With the way Russ is playing, are the Steelers going to win this division this year?
You know what? I think they have a really good shot, and it pains me to say that. It really, really does. You know, I think it's obviously going to come down to Baltimore and Pittsburgh. I think they have a fairly good opportunity to win that. I don't think Baltimore's defense, their back end is not clicking as normal as they normally look out there. You know, then Kyle Hamilton going down, who knows how long he's going to be out for. But this is going to be a hard stretch for, you know, every team in AFC North coming down to it, because it's pretty much all division.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Games from here on out, and you got to win them, and they only remember what you do in November and December here. So this is, it'll be interesting to see. They added another piece with Mike Williams, who I think is still a capable receiver, as Mike Tomlin would say. He's capable, but I don't think he's a world beater. But I honestly think Baltimore may come out with it. Lamar Jackson is playing some special football right now.
How did Lamar, I mean, it's incredible what he does. When you watch him versus Burrow last night, you're seeing in the pocket plays, not just what we've always known about Lamar with his out-of-pocket presence, but in the pocket, you're like, he goes throw for throw with Burrow. It's incredible how he's taken the hard road to get there, but he's gotten there as a pure passer.
Yes, he is really, really stepped his game up. His balls were very, very nice touch on them, making good plays, very accurate. I mean, that play, that one he scrambled on at the end of the, I think it was somewhere near the fours, where he got away from three Baltimore defenders and ran it all the way down to the 1 yard line. That play was unbelievable. That could have went down. If he scored a touchdown there, I think that could go down for play of the year, along with that, you know, that leap that Saquon made last week. I mean, he's just playing incredible football.
Pink, I don't know where I was going with that. Jason Pinkston on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. See, Pink, when I screw up like that, I just throw it out to the hotline there, and we all feel better about ourselves. do you draft a quarterback next year, I think, is the number one thing. How are you feeling about that?
I think you have to, you know, just in case. You don't know what's going to happen. If there's a I would hope they don't reach for a quarterback and take one super early, but I think you get one at some point in time throughout the draft. You know, someone who's is that can sit on the bench and maybe learn and not have to be, you know, forced into action right now. It seems more so in the last couple of years, these young quarterbacks are more so being thrusted in there and have to perform, and it's just not working out for them as much as you would like it to. I mean, you look at Bryce Young down in Carolina. I think Bryce Young is a very good young quarterback, but he's thrust in there on a very bad team, and he's just, you know, it's not going well. Maybe they can get somebody who can sit on the bench and learn and really learn the offense and learn his team and make some of the good throws, and maybe we can turn this thing around. But I think we will have to get one in the draft for sure.
Pink, great stuff as always, buddy. Enjoy the Christmas season, getting into that right now. And really appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Jason Pinkston there in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.